You've got to tune to KEXP, where the music matters. You can find us at 90.3 FM in Seattle and online streaming around the world at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters, and I'm so excited to have Xenia Rubinos live on the Midday Show. Welcome.
Thank you.
You and your band look great, and warm-up sounded wonderful, and I can't wait to hear the new songs live. Take it away. Live in the KEXP studios with Xenia Rubinos playing tonight at Barboza and a fabulous new album called Black Terry Cat out on Anti Records. What do we got next for us?
We're going to play a song called Black Stars. your feelings all over. You're a dipshit, make people upset, don't you know?
Xenia Rubino's live on KEXP. What incredible live performers you all are. Thank you so much for coming in today. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
And the new album, Black Terry Cat, and you traverse a number of musical styles. I hear hip-hop, there's jazz, so many other styles in there, and you seem influenced by a lot of genres and cultures, and you fuse them all together, and it makes me curious what kind of music was playing at home when you were growing up.
I was really into Mariah Carey. My dad really liked to listen to classical music as well. My parents liked to dance salsa. So I guess those are like three representative sounds that I grew up with.
That's pretty diverse.
Yeah.
I read that you knew that you wanted to do music of some sort ever since you were a young child. And I'm wondering how that feeling germinated in you at a young age.
I don't know. I think I just liked imagining things to music. I think there was a moment, I remember my dad trying to get me to listen to classical music or opera, and I just didn't think it made any sense. I thought it was kind of funny, and I didn't understand what I had to do to like it or how to listen to it. And so he just told me to imagine a story to it, like, because I was like, there's no words. How can I get in there? And he's like, oh, you just make up your own story. But I just always remember playing with music, and my parents were really encouraging. But that's just, I've never wanted to do anything else.
Well, with such a powerful and soulful voice, I'm not surprised that the music without words confused you at first. And I'm curious how your music education began, because I know you've had some formal training and you went to Berklee School of Music as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I moved to Boston to be a jazz singer, and then I got there and I realized it wasn't such a great idea for me. I didn't feel like I fit in. And I quit singing for a while, actually. And I started getting more into composition and kind of listening to a lot of instrumental music. And it took me a couple years to get back to writing songs and get back to singing. So I learned how to write for big bands and six horn arrangements. And I started my first band where I would mostly just compose instrumental music. And my drummer Marco, who's playing today, played in that first band. That's kind of how I started learning how to write music.
You have a great band with you here today, Nick and Jack. And you mentioned Marco and that you two went to school together in Boston. And then you reconnected in New York. Tell me how this project got started, because you had a fabulous first album. And I hear elements of that in this new record, but it seems like you've gone in a different direction. And I'm curious how you challenged yourself, the two of you, on this record.
This project started with that first record, Magic Tricks, and that kind of came out of me being in an emergency emotional zone and like desperately needing to play my music. And I got over myself about playing keyboards in front of people, and I didn't dare to do that before that moment. But then once I started doing that, it just kind of accelerated the pace of being able to play my own music and perform. So that first record was kind of came out of that piano trio sound. And on this record, we kind of wanted to expand on the sound palette. And I started playing bass. I wrote a lot of this record on bass. And I think sonically, it's a little bit expanded, although it's still minimal compared to other things. But Yeah, I think we expanded on the sounds, and it's a little bit more influenced by hip hop, which I was listening to a lot at the time when I was writing this record, and rediscovering old funk records, listening to bands like Rufus or Sly and the Family Stone, and yeah, getting down on the bass. So I think it's a really bass centric record.
It's very exciting musically, and I'm curious about the lyrics, because you've not shied away from political and social issues on this record. Almost every song hits on something really meaningful. You can dig in there, and I'm wondering if that's something that you sunk your teeth into more specifically on this record.
Yeah, I felt that on my first record, Magic Tricks, I was using words more as textures and not really thinking as much about their literal meaning. And I felt that lyric writing was a weakness of mine, and that I was shying away from it or hiding from it. So I wanted to challenge myself to confront that fear of specificity and being literal. And so I tasked myself with just writing lyrics first, which had never happened. But I tried and succeeded in writing lyrics first for a couple songs, including Mexican Chef,
which you have coming up next. And this is a wonderful song, Senya Rubinos, live in the KEXP studios. Tonight she'll be playing at Barboza. I highly recommend seeing this group live. And here they are now, live on KEXP.
A new cup, a miracle, but you're not in the back. It's a French bistro, Dominican chef, Italian restaurant, Boricua chef, Chinese takeout, Mexican chef. A new cup, a miracle, but you're not in the back.
Brown walks your baby, Brown walks your dog, Brown raised the miracle, plates of the song. Brown cleans your house, Brown takes the trash, Brown even wipes your granddaddy's. Brown sews the buttons back on your shirt, Brown picks the fruit, Brown painting in the dirt. Brown drives your bus, Brown drives your taxi, Brown brings your lunch in the fight when you're relaxing. His back, Brown takes the flag, Brown gets cut, cause his papers are whack. Brown sits down, Brown does Brown, Brown's up in a hospital gown. Brown has knife, Brown gets shot, Brown got what he deserved, cause he fought.
A miracle, but you're not in the back. It's a French bistro, Dominican chef, Italian restaurant, Boricua chef, Chinese takeout, Mexican chef. A new spot, a miracle, but you're not.
It's a party across America, bachata in the bag. It's a party across America, bachata in the bag. It's a party across America, bachata in the bag. It's a party across America, bachata in the bag.
America, but just that in the back.
Senya Ruby Notes live on KEXP, a new album, Black Terry Cat, out on Anti Records. Tonight they're playing at Barboza, and time for just one more song live on KEXP.
I rule this place with the golden fist. I won't play, but to keep you open, hide a little sliver of this feeling in the mist. I won't play, but to keep you open, baby, where you're not, I don't wanna be.
What a treat. Senya Ruby Notes live on KEXP, playing tonight at Barboza. Black Terry Cat is the new album. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
All of you. That sounded fantastic. You've got a tune to KEXP Seattle.